thing.
我们经常忘记一件事情。
You must have patience and faith.
你必须要有耐心，必须要有信心。
So faith that God will do something.
你必须要有信心，知道神会做事。
But patience for when God will do it.
你必须要有耐心，就是知道神有他的时间表。
You see, for human beings, there are two things that we are not.
作为一个人类，我们有两件事很缺乏。
Those two things.
这个就是这两件事。
We like to rush.
因为我们特别的没有耐心。
And we don't want to trust others. We want to do it ourselves.
而且我们对人缺乏信任，我们只相信自己。
I mean, think about your own lives, right?
想你自己的日子。
Most of the times we tell ourselves, if I didn't go get it, nobody will give it to me.
我们的认知就是说，如果我自己不去争取，没有人会给我。
I mean, that's honestly the struggle of immigrants and Asian Americans in America.
特别是作为这个移民在美国这个地方的移民通常会这样想。
I remember my dad telling me about coming from Taiwan.
我记得我父亲跟我讲过他们从台湾来美国的时候。
And you struggle so hard to get a grant for your PhD, right?
他们非常努力地过来学一个博士学位。
Every semester, you have to see if the professor can get more money so that you can stay in your program.
每个学期你都要去跟导师去争取这个奖金、奖学金。
And if you do not go out and do your research and grab something, eventually, bye-bye program, right?
如果你自己不努力的话，不去争取到这些奖学金的话，你就待不下去。
And from these experiences, we say, trust in only yourself.
所以我们养成了一个习惯，只相信自己。
And that's how we live.
而且我们就是这样活的。
So we lose faith very easily.
所以我们很容易的就失去了信心。
And the other thing is we are impatient.
另外一件事就是我们缺乏耐心。
Very rarely do we wait.
我们很少愿意等待。
I remember when I was younger.
我记得我小的时候。
I used to sneak downstairs.
我去悄悄地跑到楼下。
My parents caught me a couple times, so I would sneak downstairs to play computer games.
我父母有的时候会抓住我，就是我悄悄跑到楼下去打游戏。
See, but the problem is this.
但是问题是
，Kids don't understand this now.
这些你可能不理解。
Back when I was younger, and you turn on the computer, it takes like a minute to turn on, right?
我们那个时候打开电脑要等一分钟，那个电脑才能启动。
And then connect to the internet, you need your modem, so it's really loud. Gee, gee, and then you connect to the internet, right?
然后你要想连上网，也得等半天才能连得上。
And since I'm sneaking down there, like I'm very nervous. It's still loud, so I have to put a pillow on top of it, make sure there's not a lot of sound, and you have to wait so long just to get the computer on and connected to the internet.
因为就等着那个电脑来启动，然后上网，这还有好多的噪音，所以我就特别的紧张，要把一个枕头盖在那上面去遮掩这个声音。
It taught you patience.
那个时候真的是考验耐心的时候。
Because you have to listen if you hear your parents get up.
因为你要非常的紧张，怕你的父母突然下来。
But nowadays.
但今天呢
？Kids take out their phone, they play, and they close it immediately, put it in their pocket, it's gone. You can't catch them.
今天小孩就是从掏出手机就可以打游戏，然后呢放下就好像什么都没发生一样。
There's no need for patience.
对他们来说，不需要我那个时候的耐心了。
In the past, you have to wait 4 hours to download one movie.
在以前，你要想下载一个影片，你要去足足的下载四个小时。
Now, if Netflix gives you a circle, you get mad. You're like, what's going on? How come it's not loaded yet?
但你现在在网上看一个电影，如果有一点卡顿，你就会特别的不耐烦。
Patience has left.
耐心逐渐失去了。
You see, but service to God requires both of these because God knows that is what we need to cultivate.
但是要想服侍神，必须要具备这两样素质。
Because it takes time.
因为服侍神是要花时间的。
It's energy.
是要花精力的。
You have to wait.
你必须要学会等待。
In order to understand the fullness of God's promises.
这样你才能明白神的旨意是多么的美好。
So let me pray for us.
所以我们一起祷告。
Dear God, we want to thank you for today.
亲爱的主啊，我们为今天献上祷告。
We pray, Lord, that you would speak through your word to us.
我们求你用你的话语教导我们。
That you would make it so that it splits us inside so that we would understand you.
让你的话像两刃的剑抛开我们的内心。
And that we would commit our lives once again to you.
让我们再一次在你的面前降服。
Give us understanding, about you.
带领我们认识你。
And so that we would grow to be more like you.
让我们越来越像你。
And we thank you for this time.
我们感谢你给我们这段时间。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
祷告用奉主耶稣基督的名求。阿们。
Amen. So, when we talk about service, there are three siblings that always come to mind.
当我们谈到服侍主的话，通常会想到三兄妹。
Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
You see, all three of this service was in different ways, but required the same two things.
这三个人服侍主的方式都不一样。
Patience and faith.
他们都需要耐心和信心。
Because when we think about service to God, many times we, as human beings, we look at talent, right?
当我们谈到服侍主的时候，作为人类，我们通常关注的是这个人的才能。
If this person is really good at singing, then they must serve in worship, right?
如果这个人唱歌唱得好，那肯定就要去诗班服侍了。
If this person is good at teaching, then just send them to teach Sunday school.
如果这个人口才很好，那肯定就会去让他教主日学的。
If this person is good at gathering people, make them a fellowship leader.
如果这个人很善于组织，那就让他做团契领袖。
And all these things, we forget what the very core has to be.
就是因为这些外在的事情，让我们忘记了内最最核心的一个事情。
Have they been patient and are they faithful to God?
他们有没有耐心？他们对神有没有信心
？Yes, the talent is there.
是的，他们有才干。
But is God there?
但是神是不是与他们同在呢
？See, as you know, in the story of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, is connected to the famous story where Lazarus dies.And then is resurrected by Jesus Christ, right?
谈到马大、玛利亚和拉撒路，我们都想到拉撒路死亡的那个事情。
And also connected with the story is Mary, pouring ointment on Jesus' feet and wiping it down with her hair.
还会想到玛利亚用她的这个纳达香膏来涂抹耶稣的脚。
And when we look at this story, many times we focus on the resurrection and Mary's anointment of Jesus.
谈到这两个故事，我们通常的关注点都是拉撒路从死里复活和玛利亚对耶稣的崇拜。
But when you look at the three siblings, you realize that they embody the ways that we serve God.
但是你再看这三兄妹，你会发现他们其实代表了我们服侍神的三种状态。
You see, in Luke chapter 10, what we just read.
我们刚才读的路加福音第十章。
We begin with the service of Martha.
我们谈的就是一开始谈的就是马大的服侍。
And Martha serves standing up.
马大她是站着服侍的。
Because she's rushing everywhere.
因为她要跑来跑去张罗事。
Almost feels like my wife when we're going to have guests over.
就像我们家请客的时候，我太太的角色。
I'm like, it's okay. There's four dishes inside the sink. We don't need to wash it right now. It's going to be messy later.
我会告诉他说没有关系不要马上就洗碗了我们随后再洗就可以了。
I look at my wife's face,
那我看看她的脸色。
And I go wash the dishes.
然后我还是乖乖的去洗碗了。
Because some people love to be active and to serve and to do and to grab things and to prepare.
因为有很多人他们非常的热衷于、来张罗事儿来管这个管那个来做一些事情。
And many times, that's the type of people that we assume are truly serving God.
很多时候我们就觉得这种人才是真正服侍主的人。
But if you read Luke chapter 10,
但是如果我们读路加福音第十章,
the situation arises where Martha is complaining.
这个时候突然发生一件事情让马大会来抱怨。
Jesus comes over for a meal.
耶稣来他们家吃饭。
He's a famous guy.
耶稣是个大人物。
And he's also a friend of the family.
而且是他们家的好朋友。
And so Martha's rushing around, preparing food, getting things together.
所以马大他就跑来跑去的来准备饭食。
And she sees her sister.
然后他看到他的妹妹。
In the living room.
坐在客厅里。
Sitting on the ground in front of Jesus.
坐在主耶稣基督的脚前。
For those who have kids.
你们家里有孩子的。
If you, as parents, are running around cleaning the house and your kids are sitting in front of the TV, what do you think will happen?
如果你在家里辛辛苦苦地干这干那个，你突然看你家孩子坐在客厅里看电视，你会怎么想呢？
Instantly angry.
你立刻火就上来了。
We are cleaning up your toys. What are you doing sitting here?
我们在收拾你的玩具啊，你在这儿干什么呢？
And so you can see Martha gets very angry.Right?
所以我们看出马大他心里有气。
And I like to say that 他蛮大胆的，对不对？ She's yeah. very bold.
马大他很大胆。
Because she, instead of, you know, saying, Mary, come on, let's go.
他没有跟玛利亚说，哎，咱们去干活吧。
She goes to Jesus and tells on her.
而是去找耶稣告状了。
She says, Jesus, I'm rushing around. Tell my sister to come help me.
他说主啊，我在这儿忙得要死，你让我的妹子来帮助我吧。
Legitimate complaint.
这个非常的合情合理啊。
But Jesus says something interesting, right?
但是耶稣说的很有意思。
He says, Martha, Martha, you're anxious and troubled about many things. That's verse 41. But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken from her.
耶稣说马大马大你为许多的事思虑烦扰但是不可少的只有一件玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分是不能夺去的。
Imagine how embarrassed Martha was going to be.
你可以想象一下马大是多么的尴尬。
I'm doing all the physical labor.
是活都是我干的。
And then you're going to tell me that I chose the wrong thing.
然后你却告诉我我没有选择上好的。
Oh, if that was me,
如果我是马大,
no dinner for everybody.
你们都别吃饭了。
But you realize that when the situation changes,
但是当事情改观的时候,
and when you read in John chapter 12,
当我们读约翰福音十二章的时候,
in verse 2 it says this,
第二节说,
so they gave him dinner, they gave a dinner for him there, Martha served.
有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席，马大伺候。
And then in John chapter 12, verse 3, you see that Mary is still at the feet of Jesus.
然后第三节告诉我们说，玛利亚她还是坐在耶稣基督脚前。
But Martha did not get chastised by Jesus.
但这次马大没有被耶稣所训斥。
But let's think carefully. Was Martha's work changed?
但是我们仔细想一想，马大所做的工作改变了吗？
Dinner for Jesus.
还是给耶稣基督做饭吃。
Martha served.
而还是伺候他们吃饭。
You see, the difficulty for Martha between Luke and John and the future meal is that she did not understand why she was doing it.
所以从路加福音到约翰福音的区别就是之前马大不知道他为什么要做这个事情。
She stood and she served without realizing for whom.
他站着服侍，但是他并不知道他服侍的对象是谁。
A lot of activity, a lot of doing, but forgetting the why.
他做了很多事情，但是忘了是为什么而做。
And most Christians actually fall into this category, right?
很多基督徒就是这样子。
We must be efficient.
我们必须要提高效率。
It's got to be quick, done well.
必须要又快又好的做事情。
Because we're Asians, it must be A plus effort, not B, not C, it's got to be A.
作为亚裔，我们必须要得 A, 不能得 B.
So we spend a lot of time and energy, we do things in church over and over and over.
所以我们花了很多时间精力在教会里一遍一遍地做事情。
I don't know about you, but I've gotten to the point where I say, why am I the only one doing stuff?
不知道你们怎么样，我经常会想，为什么只是我在做这个事？
All these other people also go to church?
这些人也来教会啊。
So So how come I gotta do VBS, youth group, speak, translate, play piano, play guitar, blah, 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 and I go on and on.
为什么我要服侍这些所有的工种都由我来服侍呢？
And at the end you say, fine, I'm not gonna do anything at all.
最后你就会撂挑子说，哎，我也不管了。
Let's see them survive without me.
看看他们没有我，他们活得了吗？
We do that at work too, by the way. And you get angry, why?
你为什么会这么有气呢？
Because you forget why you're doing it.
因为你忘了你是为什么而做了。
So we just had, I just had my second daughter.
我刚刚生了第二个女儿。
And she is now 3 months old.
她现在三个月了。
Very cute.
非常可爱。
She talks back to you a little bit and she drools a lot.
她愿意跟你说话而且会流些口水。
Her thighs are nice and squishy.
她这个非常的摸起来手感很好。
But you see, the thing about having kids, right?
Is that 有了孩子。
You wake up like every 3 hours to feed her.
你每三个小时就要喂她。
And so like in the middle of the night, 12 a.m. first, and then 3 a.m. and then 6 a.m. I got to get up, right?
所以在三更半夜12点我要起来喂她一次，三点要起来喂她一次。
And so the wife is snoring.
那么老婆在旁边打着呼噜睡觉。
My hearing is a little more sensitive, so I get up first, right?
因为我特别的敏感，所以我就醒了。
And then I feed the baby.
然后我又来喂这个孩子。
Pat, 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 pat.
然后拍她。
And she burps.
然后她打嗝。
I put her down to sleep again.
然后再把她哄睡。
She doesn't want to sleep.
她不想睡。
I have to pick her back up.
我还要把她抱起来。
再拍。
再拍。
And then I say to her.
然后我还跟她讲话。
You didn't give me a word of thanks.
你怎么从来不谢谢我呢？
How come you don't just go get your own milk? Let me sleep.
你自己怎么不去喝奶让我睡会儿
You see, we're never going to say that to a 3 month old, right?
你永远不会对一个三个月的孩子说这个话。
The reality for a father, I don't know about mothers because I'm not a mother, but for father, it's kind of fun.
因为做一个父亲也是很有意思的。
Because you pick her up and she's drooling everywhere.
因为你把她抱起来她流着口水。
Her cheeks are just so squishy, right?
但是她的小脸特别的好玩。
Every time she laughs,You like feel warm inside.
每次他一笑，你的心都化了。
And you don't feel that this is a bother at all.
你不觉得这是一个负担
？Not a problem.
也不是一个麻烦。
When Emily cries, I get up, and it's actually a lot of fun.
当她哭的时候，我立刻就起来，因为我特别喜欢哄她。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because of love and purpose.
因为我爱她，而且我知道她的意义。
And so then service.Is not something that I will complain about.
所以我不会来抱怨我所做出的这些努力。
And so Martha's service by standing changes between the first time, the first meal, and the second meal.
所以这两次马大来伺候耶稣是不一样的。
Because in the second meal, she has realized who Jesus truly is.
在约翰福音那次，马大她真的是知道主耶稣到底是谁。
Because between the two, her brother dies and is resurrected.
因为这两次服侍之间，马大的弟弟死了又活了。
And so Jesus has this conversation, and she realizes that Jesus is the Son of God.
她跟耶稣谈话以后，她知道原来耶稣是神的儿子。
And so when she serves Christ, she is serving the one true God.
所以当他服侍耶稣的时候他就在服侍独一的真神。
And it becomes an honor.
对他来说这是一个天大的荣誉。
Other people don't need to do it.
别的人不要插手我来就好了。
Because she realizes why she's standing and serving in the first place.
因为这时候他知道为什么他要站着伺候了。
You see, that service, is something that we all have to learn.
这样的服侍是我们每个人都要学习的。
Because it has to do with understanding the purpose of our service within church, within our own Christianity.
我们都要知道、学到我们在教会里面服侍的目的到底是什么，对象到底是什么。
But on top of standing and serving God, there is a sitting and serving God.
除了这种马大这种站着服侍，还有另外一种服侍，就是坐着服侍。
That way is the way that Mary serves the person of Christ.
那个就是玛利亚服侍主的样子。
And that is serving the heart of Christ.
那是服务于神的心意。
You see, the first time when Mary sits before Jesus, she is absorbing the things that he is telling her.
第一次，玛利亚坐在主耶稣脚前，是来听、吸收他要说的话。
And she realizes that this is someone special.
他知道说话的这个人不同寻常。
And in doing so, she understands the heart of God.
他坐在他的脚前听，来明白神的心意。
How do we know this?
我们怎么知道他明白神的心意呢？
Because in John chapter 12, she does something unique.
因为在约翰福音十二章，他做了一个独一无二的事情。
Jesus comes for a meal.
耶稣来吃饭。
He's just raised a man from the dead.
他刚刚把拉撒路从死里复活。
And for a lot of disciples, they must be thinking, if Jesus can raise people from the dead, he is going to be the leader and king we want.
很多的门徒都会这样想：如果这个人能让死人复活，他一定可以成为我们想要他成为的那个主、那个王。
Imagine an undying army.
他会有一个大军，
You could
带领一个大军来袭。
defeat the Egyptians, you could defeat everybody.
他可以所向披靡，打败一切的仇敌。
And it's a joyous occasion because Lazarus has now become alive again.
因为现在拉撒路又活了，对他们来讲是个天大的喜事。
But Mary's service to Christ means that she understands the heart of Christ, so she anoints his feet with oil.
这个时候，玛利亚的服侍，因为她明白神的心意，她用她的香膏来服侍主。
Verse 7
第
，in
七节。
John chapter 12. Jesus said, Leave her alone so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. And verse 8, For you, the poor you will always have with you, but you do not always have me.
耶稣说：“由他吧，他是为我安葬之日存留的，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。”
Nobody could understand the heart of Christ and how much suffering he is in as he approaches Jerusalem for one of the last times.
那个时候，在座的人没有一个人明白耶稣的心意，不知道他以后将要为人类赴死，心里是多么的难过。
And so that heavy heart, as he gets closer to the end of his life, only one person recognizes it.
当主耶稣他这样心事重重的时候，在座只有玛利亚一个人明白他。
Mary goes and anoints him because she understood what Christ was going through.
玛利亚用她的香膏来膏耶稣，因为她知道耶稣将要承受的。
So how does Mary get to the point that she can serve sitting before God?
那么玛利亚她是怎么样能够知道神的心意呢？
It's the same way that guys who are dating girls get to know their girlfriend, fiance, wife.
这就跟男生和女生约会的时候差不多，他们怎么样能够知道女朋友和他们老婆的心意呢？
And for a tip for all the guys, it's listening.
给你一个诀窍，就是你要听。
Let me give you an example.
比如说。
So I love my wife very much. Her name is Lucy.
比如说，我很喜欢，我很爱我的太太，她的名字叫露西。
And before we got married, before we got engaged, before we started dating,
我们约会之前
，Imagine that I was like, "Wow, Lucy is very pretty."
就是如果我觉得露西很漂亮
，So I'm gonna go ask her friends, "Hey, tell me what Lucy's like."
我会去问她的朋友说，哎，你们给我讲讲露西是个怎么样的人。
Oh, she's amazing. She gets straight A's. She plays piano, plays flute, blah, 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 does all these things.
我会听到说她非常好，她非常，她钢琴弹得很好，学习非常好，等等。
And then I go to her sister. I say, "Hey, tell me what Lucy's like."
然后我又去找她的姐妹，问她们说露西是个什么样的人。
She says, "Oh, when we were growing up, she likes this and she likes that, and she loves, you know, Backstreet Boys, whatever it is, right?"
然后他们会告诉我说啊，我们一起长大的时候，他的一些喜好啊，他喜欢的歌星啊什么的。
And I go to her boss and say, "Hey, how's Lucy?"
然后我会去他的老板那儿问说，哎，Lucy 怎么样
？And then I go to the corner store where she gets, you know, gasoline. I ask the attendant, "Hey, this girl drives by. How is she?"
然后我去那个他去加油站去问那些给他加油的人说啊，这个女孩是什么样
？I say, "Hey, how what do you think about this girl?"
然后我就到处去问说，哎，这个 Lucy 这个人是怎么样的？
And I ask everybody except for her.
如果我这样问所有的人，问他是个什么样的人，单单不去问他，
Do you think I'll really know who Lucy is?
你觉得我会知道 Lucy 是什么样的人吗？
For sure I'll never date her, right? Never talk to her.
如果那就是我永远也不会跟他一起讲话。
Because I've gotten everybody else's impression of what Lucy's like, except for herself.
因为我是从所有的人那里得到关于 Lucy 的信息，除了她自己。
And you find out when I started talking to her.
所以你会知道，当我开始跟她讲话的时候。
What people thought she'd like, she doesn't like.
那些自以为了解她的人，其实并不了解她。
What people think that she does, she doesn't do.
那些他们以为她喜欢的事情，她并不喜欢。
And for some of the men who have married church girls,the way she acts at church is not the way she acts at home.
你们特别是那些跟教会里面的女生约会的人会知道说她在教会里是这个样子，回家又是另外一个样子。
She's so calm and gentle and at home, you do something for her, bah, right?
她在教会可以非常的端庄稳重，但是一回家就不一样了。
But you never know that unless you have a relationship with the person whose heart you're trying to understand.
除非你去跟你想认识的这个人来亲自的交往，你是不能真正了解他的。
And so Mary sat at Christ's feet to read into who Christ was and to listen for who Christ truly was.
所以玛利亚才这样渴慕地坐在耶稣基督的脚前，倾听他说的话，想要了解他的心意。
So that she can get a grasp as to what is important for Christ.
这样他就能知道什么是对耶稣基督重要。
But for Christians, many times we never go directly to Christ.
但是很多的基督徒一生当中很少来到主耶稣的脚前。
We go listen to Tim Keller or John Piper's sermons.
我们到处去找那些名牧师的证道。
Or like, you know, we go and we find some book about God's promises or mercy or grace.
或者我们去读那些书籍告诉我们说啊，神的恩典啊，神的慈爱啊。
And very rarely do we pick up the Bible, read it, and sit and pray.
很少我们会打开圣经来读神的话，安静祷告。
Very rarely do we just sit and we worship God in just in fullness, in openness.
很少我们自己坐在那儿，用心完全的与神交流，和神来敬拜神。
It's something that I've noticed in churches.
我注意到在教会里有这样的事情。
Do you know what one of the most difficult ministries is for church?
你们知不知道教会事工里面哪一项最困难？
I mean, finding Sunday school teachers, you just kind of bully someone. Like, oh, you know this, teach, go, right?
就是让人教主日学，就有点是像就是逼着他们赶鸭子上架一样。
And if you want a worship leader, find a young single guy. He will sing his heart out for all the ladies in the crowd, right?
你要是想找一个带领诗班的人，也不会很难。
I'm not saying that you guys are doing it. I'm just giving an example, okay?
我只是举一个例子。
But very rarely do you find someone who can be consistent in prayer meeting.
但是你很难找到一个人能够从头到尾都乐意带祷告会的。
And as a younger person who used to attend like you know older people's prayer meeting, it's hard.
这个参加那些老年人的祷告会真的是很困难。
And if you have to do it every single week for years, even harder.
如果每周都要祷告会，而且年复一年，也真的是很困难。
After a while, you can learn to go, amen, without even listening to what they're praying about.
有的时候你就是跟着来说一些阿们，却不知道他们到底在祷告什么。
Do you know why it's so difficult?
为什么这么难呢？
Because it's hard being patient before God to listen to God and listen for what He wants us to do.
因为在神的面前静下心来，耐心祷告是很难的。
So service sitting before Christ, like Mary, requires us to diligently follow God and listen for what He wants us to do, not what we want Him to do.
但所以像玛利亚这样有耐心安静坐在主的脚前倾听他的话并且思想他的话是非常不容易的。
Remember, his own disciples think that Christ is going to establish an earthly kingdom.
你知不知道他的耶稣的门徒都以为耶稣将在地上建立一个世俗的政权。
One of the moms even comes up and says, Jesus, can one of my sons stand on your left side and the other son stand on your right side?
有一个人的妈妈甚至来跟他说，以后我的孩子一个在你左边，一个在你右边。
Only Mary said, hey, there's sorrow there. Let me find out. And then she anoints his feet.
只有玛利亚，她意识到主耶稣沉痛的心情，她愿意陪伴他，来明白他的心意。
Because she spent the time sitting before Christ.
因为她愿意花时间坐在基督的脚前。
And those who truly understand God are the ones who have truly spent time with God.
那些真正明白神的人是那些愿意花时间与神在一起的人。
And if you cannot understand God, then your service standing will be pointless.
如果你不能明白神的心意，你站着做的那些服事可能也没有意义。
So Martha had to come to that understanding.
所以马大他早晚会明白这一点。
And Mary knew it, so that's why she anointed his feet.
玛利亚已经知道这一点，所以她去膏耶稣的脚。But
behind standing and sitting, there was one person who was serving by reclining.
但是除了马大那种站着服侍和玛利亚这种坐着服侍，另外还有一个人，他是靠着服侍的。Lazarus. 就是拉撒路。If
you read in John chapter 12, there is a one verse in verse 2.
我们读约翰福音十二章第二节就会发现
And Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at the table.
这个里面说，这个拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。这个原文的那个词就是靠在桌边与耶稣在一起，就是我们中文翻译成坐席。
Lazarus doesn't say a word.
拉撒路一句话也没有说。
To us, he's probably the laziest out of the three, right?
他好像是这三个人里面最懒的。
老大, oldest son. So he's just there with Jesus.
他是最大的儿子，那他就跟耶稣在一起。
But you see, Lazarus's service to God required only one thing.
但是拉撒路的这种服侍，他需要一件事情。
Get sick.
他需要生病。
And die.
死亡。
That's a terrible, terrible way to service.
这个可是太可怕了。But
this is absolutely required for our service to God.
但是这个又是这种服事里面必不可缺的一环。Because
if you can recline with God, that means you have a relationship with God.
因为如果你能靠着与耶稣一起坐席，与神一同坐席的话，意味着你必须跟他有一个密切的关系。
Because you can go to a restaurant and have someone serve you, right?
你可以去饭馆吃饭。But
they're not related to you. They don't really know you. They're just serving you.
但是他们跟你没有任何关系，他们只是来给你饭。You
can say things and someone can sit there and listen to you.
你可以说一些事情，别人会听。But
they're not necessarily related to you.
但是他们不一定跟你有密切的关系。
But if someone can come to your house and lay on your couch and hang out with you, that's somebody that you know, you truly know.
但如果有人能够到你家，坐在你家沙发上，靠在那儿跟你聊天，那你就知道这个人跟你很熟的。But
the thing with Lazarus is that in order to recline with Christ, he had to first die.
但是对拉撒路而言，他能够达到这个水平，那他必须先要从死里复活。
Wordless service. He didn't need to say a thing.
他在这个世上的这些事情，他没有说什么。In
John chapter 12, verse 9 and 9 to 11, it says this.
在十二章九到十节说，
When the large crowd of the Jews learned that Jesus was there, they came not only on account of him, but to see Lazarus, whom he has raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to put Lazarus to death as well, because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and believing in Jesus.
有许多犹太人知道耶稣在那里，就来了，不但是为耶稣的缘故，也是要看他从死里复活的拉撒路。但祭司长商议，连拉撒路也要杀了，因有好些犹太人为拉撒路的缘故回去信了耶稣。And
so Lazarus had the biggest evangelism of all to all the people around.
所以拉撒路其实他传福音是最成功的。
Because he died.
因为他死了。
Was resurrected.
并且被复活了。
He didn't need to say a word.
他什么都不用说。
And that is the most effective way that people are brought to Christ.
他就坐在那儿，人家看见他了，就非常有效的把人带到主里了。
Service reclining is the most difficult because it forces you to die.
这种服侍，这种靠着坐席的服侍是最难的，因为他要求我们必须先死。
But that death is most apparent to the rest of the world.
那个死必须是让外人能够看到的。
Because when someone sees what we were versus what we are, that difference is supposed to surprise them.
那些人看到我们以前是什么样，又看到我们现在是什么样，会让他们非常惊奇。
There is no hiding when you are dead.
当你死的时候，你是藏不住的。
Right? Lazarus, when he died, he couldn't say, oh, no, I'm just going to take a nap, and then, boop, and everybody's like, oh, he's just sleeping. Okay, bye-bye.
拉撒路死的时候不是说像午睡一样，人家看见他，哦，就睡了个觉而已。
He got sick.
他生病了。
And Mary and Martha had to have the patience and try to get Jesus to come.
然后他玛利亚和马大要去请耶稣过来。
And when Jesus didn't come and Lazarus died, they had to have the faith in who Christ was.
然后当耶稣没有及时赶到拉撒路死的时候，马大和玛利亚必须也要有这个信心，相信耶稣会来。
And then when Lazarus was raised from the dead, all he had to do was walk out of the tomb.
当拉撒路被复活的时候，他所要做的只是从坟墓里走出来。
That became the greatest way to show people who Christ was.
那就是最向世人彰显主耶稣基督的最大的一件事情。
But how many Christians have shown that?
但是世上的基督徒有几个人能做到这一点呢？
I can tell you if someone looked at my life or the way I am.
我可以告诉你，如果有人观察我的生活，
kind of hard to see.
他们可能看不出这个转变。
Like, I went to church when I was born.
因为我一出生好像就去教会了。
I went to all the Bible studies and youth groups.
我去了所有的查经班，还有这个年轻人的聚会。
And then to college fellowships and then churches.
然后在学校是参加校园团契，然后毕业了以后又继续在教会服侍。
On and on to where I am now.
一直到现在。
It's hard to see the death to life, right?
在我这儿看不出出死入生的事情。
But it's still very real.
但是却是千真万确的。
But many times Christians want to hide their old self from their new one.
很多时候基督徒愿意隐藏他们的老我。
We don't declare to people, I was once dead and now I'm alive. We say things like, oh, God, help me improve.
我们不说以前我是死的，现在我活了。我们是说啊，神帮助我们有进步。
And it's interesting to me a lot of times when I see baptisms.
我有的时候观看这个洗礼。
Because it feels like people who get baptized were pretty okay before and still pretty okay now.
好像受洗的人以前过得也不错，而现在过得也不错。
Because it's difficult to put into words what it means to be completely dead to God and then now to be living because of him.
因为我们在主 里面，我们的老我的死去和我们新我的出生是无法用语言来说明的。
But when you talk to people one-on-one,
但是当你跟一个人面对面交流的时候，
even people who have very boring life stories like mine, right?
甚至那些像我这样一生非常平庸的人，
you still realize that there was death and there was resurrection in Christ.
也能够感受到在我生命中的救我的死去和新我的出来。
How many of us share that with the people around us?
你们当中有人愿意去跟别人分享这个经历吗？
It's hard.
因为非常难。
Kind of embarrassing what we used to be like, right?
特别的就是非常的令人尴尬。
It's better to show them how nice we are now.
因为我们只想把最好的一面展现在人前。
Because the past, don't really want to show people.
我们以前的那些这个龌龊，我们不愿意让别人看到。
But to serve God reclining means that we must be associated with him.
但是我们要是想靠 用这种靠着主来服侍的方式，我们必须要让人看到我们的这个转变。
Because when we are associated with Christ, then we are willing to be bold for Him.
当我们与耶稣的关系如此亲密的时候，我们愿意为了他来大胆的传讲。
Because we were dead, and now we're alive.
因为我们以前是死了，现在是活的。
And that's what it means to serve reclining.
这个就是用靠着坐席的方式来服侍的意义。
But without serving while reclining, you cannot serve sitting before God.
你如果不靠着主这种服侍，你也不能坐在他面前服侍。
And if you cannot sit before God, you can never serve Him standing.
如果你不能像玛利亚那样坐在他的面前，你也不能好好的站着服侍。
You see, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus gave us a picture of what it means to go from death into service of God fully.
拉撒路、玛利亚和马大给我们一个，让我们看到怎样我们先死掉，然后再活出来，再服侍出。
That our life was changed.
这样，我们的生命是改变的。
That our heart was changed.
我们的心是改变的。
So then our actions will change.
这样，我们的行为也是改变了。
See, like, and that cannot happen without truly understanding or allowing God to put within your heart the Holy Spirit.
如果神没有他的圣灵在我们的心中与我们同在，我们是不能理解这些事情的。
Because people will always find the flaw, right?
因为人们总是能挑刺儿。
If we serve without loving God, eventually it shows.
如果我们没有对神的爱而来侍奉，早晚人们会发现。
If we worship God and we sing and just listen to His sermons, eventually it shows.
如果我们一心敬拜主，来听神的话，早晚也会被人看出。
The only thing that you cannot hide is when you have died and come back to life.
但是唯一一个我们无法隐藏的事实就是我们以前的死，我们以前死了，我们现在活了。
When that happens and you understand why Christ is here on this earth, then everything else changes.
当那个发生的时候，你就会知道主耶稣为什么会来到世上，为什么会造成这样多的变化。
And so we have to remember as Christians, it requires all three.
所以我们要记住，作为一个基督徒，我们要必须这个三个都有。
We cannot just be someone talented physically doing things for church all the time.
我们不能只是靠着自己的才能去做这些外在的事情。
We also cannot just be Christians that sit in the pews and do nothing but listen.
我们也不能只是坐在这个座位上去听而不做事情。
And we can't be Christians who have been brought to life but still hide in the tomb.
我们也不可能是一个死而复活的基督徒而不被别人所发现。
We have to walk out of the tomb.
我们必须要从坟墓中走出来。
We have to sit before God and learn who He is.
坐在神的脚前来明白他是谁。
Then we have to stand and serve.
然后站起来服侍。
All of that sounds easy.
听起来简单。
But dying is hard.
但是死非常的难。
Dying is very difficult to die to yourself and everything you want for God.
让被自己把自己的老我这个死亡，然后放下自己所想的一切是非常难的。
But I pray that God gives us the courage.
但是我祷告求神给我们这样的勇气。
I pray that the church would have the courage.
我祷告求神给教会这样的勇气。
That churches would not only be organizations that do things.
教会不仅仅是一个来做事的机构。
Or just a place where people can gather to feel good, learning about God.
或者是一群基督徒来彼此安慰、抱团取暖的地方。
But churches would be a place where people who are dead have come to life and therefore understand who God is.
教会应该是那些曾经死过又活过来的人聚集的地方，这样世人才能认出我们。
And if we can follow that path of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus,
如果我们能够看，就是像玛利亚、马大和拉撒路这样被人认出
Maybe, just maybe, churches in America will once again thrive.
也许美国的教会会有一个复兴。
That while we serve, that people realize who Christ truly is.
这样我们的服事才能真正的让人看到主耶稣到底是谁。
That we have the heart of God when we do things for God.
当我们明白神的心意，并且为神做事的时候。
Because he is the one who resurrected us.
因为他是那个让我们从死里复活的主。Let's
pray.
我们一起祷告。Dear
God, we thank you for your sacrifice.
我们天上的父，我们感谢你，感谢你的爱子为我们献上这个代价。We
pray, Lord, that we will remember what it means to die for you.
求你让我们能够记住为你而死是什么意思。Would
we die to ourselves each and every single day?
让我们知道我们面对自己的老我每天都是死的。And
that we would grow to be more like you.
让我们变得越来越像你。That
we would be patient and faithful until the day that you call us home.
让我们每天都能够有耐心、有信心，直到见你的面。And
that we would trust that you have a plan and that you are there at all times.
并且信靠、相信你对我们有完美的计划。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。 Amen. Amen.